FDA officials have completed their initial investigation into an E. coli outbreak that began last month in Washington state. One child died and 50 others became ill after drinking unpasteurized apple juice sold by Odwalla Incorporated, a small but growing natural foods company that's based in Northern California. The FDA is still trying to determine exactly how the juice was contaminated. But in the meantime, Odwalla is facing a food company's worst nightmare. NPR's Elaine Corey reports on the company's efforts to salvage its good name.
It had been a banner year for Odwalla. The company had grown from a small local producer to become the biggest distributor of fresh juice in the western United States. Odwalla's future looks secure. Then on a Wednesday late in October, Greg Stelton-Pohl, chairman and a co-founder of Odwalla, got the first call from the Department of Health in Washington State. An unusual number of E. coli infections had been reported. The only common element seemed to be Odwalla apple juice.
I remember very well exactly where I was sitting and what I was doing, and it certainly has been one of those defining moments for the company, there's no question about it.
An E. coli outbreak. What could be worse for a company whose products were synonymous with health? The infection never would have happened if Odwalla had simply pasteurized its juice, but Odwalla customers were convinced of the better taste and nutrition of fresh foods. Odwalla scientists thought E. coli could not survive in fresh apple juice because of its high acid content. In case of a problem, they thought standard tests would detect the bacteria. Even the FDA did not require pasteurization. According to Stelton-Pohl, at the beginning of the outbreak, it seemed the impossible had happened.
There weren't many facts. I mean, we didn't know which batch it was. We didn't know exactly why people were sick. We didn't even know if it really was directly connected to our products. I guess that was the biggest unknown.
In a case of product contamination, every hour counts if the risk is to be contained. Stelton-Pohl couldn't wait for this mystery to unravel. He did the only thing he could. He ordered an immediate recall of every Odwalla product containing apple juice.
Because we were a fresh product company and because just-in-time distribution was the nature of what we did, all of our computer systems, all of our inventory control systems, all of these logistical items were synchronized. So we just put them in reverse and pulled everything backwards. And we were able to do that from almost 5,000 locations within 48 hours.
In such a crisis, many companies would circle the wagons and let their lawyers and damage control experts make the important decisions. Instead, Odwalla executives took charge themselves. They set up a website to keep the public informed. As reports of illness spread, they pledged to pay all medical expenses. Meanwhile, Odwalla's stock price plummeted. Huge lawsuits were bound to follow, and industry analysts were speculating on the company's survival. Then came the most devastating news. A little girl in Colorado died. Stelton-Pohl flew to Denver to convey his sorrow to Anna Gimmestad's parents. Amazingly, he says, they had already decided not to sue the company. Christy Gimmestad.
I would just feel horrible profiting off of, you know, the death of our daughter. And also, we feel like, you know, this wasn't something they intended, and we believe that it's a good company, and that this was no one's fault. This was just a tragedy. It wasn't anyone's fault.
Himself the father of a 9-year-old boy, Stelton-Pohl spent hours soul-searching. He was comforted by the belief that the Gimmestad's tragedy was a cruel twist of fate.
What is so terrible that happened could have happened to many, many other companies in our business. And it was a reflection of a state of inadequate knowledge on the part of the whole community.
Other observers strenuously disagree, saying Odwalla gambled with their customers' health and lost.
If they're saying that that medical science did not know that apple juice, unpasteurized apple juice, could communicate E. coli 015787, I think they are wrong.
Kirk Portman is a Seattle attorney who's filed a class action lawsuit against Odwalla. He represents parents who were not nearly as forgiving as the Gimmestads. And says Portman, under the law, Odwalla's good intentions don't count.
They are simply liable. It's called strict liability. There's no moral element to it. The law simply provides that if they manufacture something that has an impurity that causes an illness, they must pay. So, you know, whether or not Odwalla did anything wrong is really irrelevant to the analysis.
In all likelihood, Odwalla will pay, perhaps in the tens of millions of dollars. So far, a total of 5 lawsuits have been filed. 2 of them are class actions. It's not clear where the money will come from to pay big damage awards. But in the meantime, Odwalla is trying to move on, reformulating 16 of its products that contained apple juice. Beyond assuring the public that the new juice blends are safe, Odwalla has a more difficult challenge, repairing what many customers may perceive as a breach of faith. Punya's Country Store is on Main Street in Half Moon Bay, a coastal community of 10,000 that Odwalla calls home. The firm is regarded as a good neighbor. It provides good jobs and donates time and resources to the town. Store owner Bev Ashcroft says from the first day of the recall, the company has acted responsibly.
They were here that morning at 7 o'clock before we even opened up, be sure they got it out. They had worked during the night to get it out of all the stores that were open at night. And they're very trusting people, and they are very, very good business people, let's put it that way.
It's become popular these days for companies to showcase their values. But to many consumers, business ideals often sound more strategic than sincere. This is where Odwalla stands out. In its business relationships, many people have come to trust the company, and that could turn out to be its saving grace. Ashcroft says Odwalla's sales are picking up day by day.
They're coming back full-fledged. Everything's back to practically normal. Our case was wiped out yesterday when they came in. They're real good people to deal with.
Despite that goodwill, Odwalla's long-term survival is uncertain. Its stock price has fallen from a year high of $28 down to around $13. Customers beyond its backyard are not rushing out to try the new products. Founder Greg Steltenpohl says Wall Street has a life of its own, and he's not speculating on what the future may hold. He's more concerned with what the discovery of new strains of E. coli means for the fresh foods industry as a whole.
I would be very surprised if we find in the end that all fresh products are not safe. There is now an accumulating body of evidence about apple juice in particular, that it represents a significantly different risk.
Odwalla has formed a science advisory board that's working with the FDA to set new safety standards for the industry. It may be that the only way to ensure the total safety of fresh apple juice is to pasteurize it, applying enough heat to kill the bacteria. In that case, Odwalla will face a difficult decision, whether to use apple juice at all. They'll have to weigh the loss of a major ingredient in their product line against the loss of their corporate identity as a natural juice maker. When the time comes to decide, says Steltenpohl, he'll be guided by the company's slogan, A Breath of Fresh.
A breath of fresh, it's a spirit of truthfulness and integrity, and also, a spirit of bringing a certain amount of artistry to business. So if our product line changes because the scientific evidence is that to be safe it has to, the company will change.
Steltenpohl says the E. coli infection has propelled the whole natural foods industry to a crossroads, what he calls a maturing point. To survive, Odwalla must change course. That is, if lawsuits don't bankrupt the company first. In its favor, Odwalla has pulled through upheaval before. It's moved into new product lines and attracted a new customer base. It now faces a much bigger test. Steltenpohl is banking on the company's spirit to restore its good name. In San Francisco, I'm Elaine Corey reporting.